The Republican nominee to represent the 4th Congressional District of Texas in the House of Representatives is John Ratcliffe. The former federal attorney and former mayor of the Rockwall County town of Heath defeated longtime incumbent Ralph Hall, thus ending an era in Texas and in Washington. Ratcliffe can't officially punch his ticket to D.C. just yet. We do have a general election in November to go through. However, the 4th Congressional District in Texas is a heavily Republican district, and to make the race even less dramatic, the Democrats aren't even fielding a candidate. Ratcliffe will be on the ballot against Libertarian candidate J.P. Raley and Independent candidate Kenneth Lee Kammer. So, with that context, it's a fair question to ask Ratcliffe what he plans on doing once he gets to Washington.
So as far as priorities, you know, one of the reasons I got in this race was the out-of-control spending and taxing and borrowing in this country. So one of the things that I really hope to focus on is to push for fiscal sanity measures like a balanced budget amendment that most states have and spending caps that would limit our spending to 18% of the GDP, which is a historical average since World War II. But having spent time out on the campaign trail, I will tell you that the thing that people really want to talk about and they really care about is Obamacare, and they want it gone. So, you know, I would work to continue the efforts to repeal, but to replace Obamacare with credible market-based solutions.
Since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, the House of Representatives has voted to repeal Obamacare over 50 times. Reflecting on the primary runoff campaign season that has just come to a close, Ratcliffe said that he's grateful that the race between him and Ralph Hall didn't have the acrimony that characterized many of the other contests.
There were a number of runoff elections, and frankly, most of them were extremely bitter. There was a lot of rancor and discord, and people didn't see that in the race that just took place between Congressman Hall and myself. Obviously, we had differences, and that's what campaigns are about. But, you know, we both generally ran positive messages. And, you know, I think in my case, it was, you know, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to run against someone that I've always admired and respected.
In the KETR listening area, Ratcliffe took most counties. Collin, Franklin, Hopkins, Hunt, Lamar, Raines, and Rockwall counties all went for John Ratcliffe. Those counties with older voters, Delta County and Fannin County, voted for Ralph Hall. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.